Hi guys, in this video I'm going to be comparing Scruff and Grindr, putting both apps to the test and letting you know which one I think's better. As always, like and subscribe, it really does help. Let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be comparing Scruff and Grindr and letting you know which one I think out of the two is better value for money. Opening both apps, at a first glance there really isn't much difference. Both apps will give you tiles of users who are local in your area. Grindr will only tell you the people that are local to you, where Scruff tells you the global market, plus it gives you a nearby list as well. Both apps also allow you to search local areas. With Grindr, you can only message a limited amount of people in that area. I think, if I'm right, it's normally only three, and that's when they're running an offer. Scruff lets you message these people. And although you have only a limited amount of messages, it does help, and it's better than none, like what Grindr offer. Both apps also let you see who has viewed your profile. Grindr will only show you the last person who viewed you. And if you want to see any more, you've got to pay for it. Scruff allows you to see more people who have viewed your profile so you can start talking to them. Clicking on profiles on both apps, you basically get the same options. You get to message people, you get to see a bit of their description and how old they are, where they live in the world. Plus, either on Scruff or Grindr, you can either send a tap or a woof. Both of those are basically likes. You can also add these people to your favourite list just by clicking the stars. Another feature Scruff do better than Grindr is the search function. Grindr only lets you search age, tribes, and what people are looking for. Any other search you want to make, you have to pay for by upgrading your account. Scruff, on the other hand, lets you search by location, name, hashtags, and communities, all in their free plan. Comparing the settings page on both apps, they're basically the same. Stealth mode on both apps is a paid feature. This is something that if you don't want people to know you've looked at their profile, you have to pay for this. And Grindr has recently added albums like Scruff. Let's take a look at what you can expect to pay for both apps when you upgrade. Grindr offers two upgrade packages. One is their extra plan, the other is their unlimited plan. Scruff only offer the one. Grindr's extra package versus Scruff's pro package, they're basically the same price with the same features. But then Grindr, as I said earlier, has an unlimited package which gives you full access to every profile and every option you can possibly think of on the app. With Grindr's unlimited package, you can view and search and message as many people as you like. But you can't do this with Scruff. Their pro package is as high as they go at the moment. But at £173, is it really worth the value for money? Not really. I've had this in the past, and yes, I searched further afield and talked to more people, but I didn't meet more people because I'm searching a bigger area. So it sounds nice on the tin, but practicality-wise, if you're not willing to go to someone who's 6 hours away, what's the point in messaging them? As I said earlier, Scruff doesn't have an unlimited plan. And I don't think they need an unlimited plan. And the reason for that is their search feature is so much better than Grindr's. And you can message more people without having to upgrade first. Because you can actually search for people's names and keywords in their description, you're going to get a better match than you ever will on Grindr, where you just look through unlimited profiles. Why would you not want to search for particular types of people and get who you want? Another feature that Scruff offers that Grindr doesn't is the swipe and match. This feature is basically the same as what you do on Tinder. So which app do I think is better value for money? I don't think it's hard to tell that Scruff probably wins this one for the search features alone. I think you find that most gay guys have both apps. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.